July 14th, 1937, London. Wyndham Lewis. Bob, let me suggest to you how to penetrate a fascination you will have in about 10 years. Every generation is obsessed with the events and dramas of the immediately preceding generation. If you study the debate James Joyce and I had in our writings a decade ago, you will have a front row seat and a healthy close-up on our concerns. Dobbs. Well, I know one of my father's great obsessions is the book Mr. Joyce is supposed to be writing right now. Is he still debating with you? Lewis. He certainly is. I'm familiar with what he's working on now, and I can prove to you that I'm one of the main protagonists in his new book. One of the main images I used on my side of the debate was the insect. I expressed the fear that our society was beginning to turn into a giant mechanical bug. And if you read the parts Joyce has published in Transition magazine, you will see the main character is a man named after an insect. An earwig, to be specific. Dobbs. What's his name? Lewis. Earwicker. Bob giggled as he peered more closely at the color of the brushstrokes Mr. Lewis was adding to his portrait of Renee.